Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All righty. Michigan and Michigan State will play for the 118th time on Saturday night. I think this might be, since I've been doing this for a living, the least hyped of these matchups ever. Some Spartan fans want to get embarrassed on Saturday night, so Jonathan Smith gets fired. Are you a bad fan if you want to get embarrassed by your main rival?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm not going to say I don't understand it, but it goes down to how much do you trust Jay Batt? Do you trust that you've lost four Big Ten games to this point, you've only played four, if you beat Michigan and then you lose to Minnesota, Penn State, Iowa, and Maryland, one game, one win like this should not save his job. So it's not going to do any worse or any better. I would just rather not get blown out by my rival. I don't want that as part of the conversation.
You're absolutely not a bad fan if you're rooting for a blowout this week because you're rooting for the best interest of your school. As a Spartan fan, you're rooting for what's best for Michigan State in the long term, which is a swift firing of Jonathan Smith. They haven't been convinced he needs to go yet, so they need more ammunition.
Or maybe they're just waiting to the end of the year because you're not going to hire a new guy next week.
But I've seen this phenomenon in this city with our pro teams. If you want to see a coach fired, if you can't make the playoffs, you are still rooting for your team by rooting against your team. You're just looking at the big picture.
That makes absolutely no sense.
You got to think, John.
None.
Use your brains. Come
None.
On.
None. It's always about the win.
Calm down in there, okay? Michigan State fans have been beaten down the last few years. I want to extend an olive branch as a Walmart Wolverine. This season is the 10th anniversary of Trouble with the Snap. Is that the most iconic play in the history of the rivalry?
100% yes. The suddenness, the shock. It's Harbaugh's first year. It's D'Antonio on the other side. Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a distant second. And it depends which fan base. Michigan's never going to say, yeah, that's the most iconic play. But it is. The other one would be Charles Woodson's interception. But that goes to the point of, well, if I'm going to look at it from a Michigan perspective, it's Charles. If I'm going to look at it from a Michigan State perspective, it's Trouble with the Snap. If I'm indifferent to either team, it's clearly Trouble with the Snap.
So I asked your counterpart on your broadcast, Michigan, Doug Karsh. He said it's Spartan Bob.
Spartan Bob. You could say that, but no. The Trouble with the Snap is much more. That's anytime this topic comes up. And I asked that question last night, and they all said Trouble with the Snap.
Yeah, and I actually don't think it gets enough credit in college football history for the jarring and suddenness of the play. Like, I know the kick six still gets some play and stuff like that. It was incredible what happened. It's a one in a million play that happened against Michigan. All right, we're pretty much at the halfway point of the college season. This is an annual question that I love to ask. What team ranked outside the top 15 is most likely to crash the college football playoff?
Well, there's a couple easy answers, but I'm going to go with one that I actually said at the beginning of the season. That's Arizona State. They just had a big win over Texas Tech, and the issue is going to be the top two teams in the conference in the Big 12, Cincy and BYU. Arizona State doesn't play either. They have one loss, and it was a bad loss, but they're still in the mix. Cincinnati and BYU do play each other, so one of them is going to have a loss. What the hell is the tiebreaker? No one knows.
This is why I hate this new system.
Well, this is good. He picked a Big 12 team that could emerge. I'll go with an ACC school, Louisville. Only one loss. They have no ranked opponents left. Could run the table. They've got a veteran quarterback, some good skill talent, and it's Brom.
Recency bias.
And they have a good loss, actually, with Virginia and OT that they shouldn't have lost, right?
Yeah.
By the way, in this little exercise, we excluded the group of five team or whatever, South Florida.
South Florida would be the easy one.
Because we know they're automatically going to make it. All right, the Lions have reached their bye week at 5-2, keeping Super Bowl aspirations alive. Will the Lions reach the Super Bowl? And if so, who will they play?
Best team in the NFC, the Lions will be in the Super Bowl, and they'll get their rematch against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I knew you were going to say that.
You can say the same thing. Sometimes you guys can agree on like that first one.
I'm not going to agree because I think they do still have a couple flaws. I don't know that the receivers are always going to stay healthy. That is key. They still can't find a way to protect Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to go with the hot hand, and maybe it's just the hot hand right now. The Colts are playing really good defense.
Lions-Colts. Battle of Michigan and Indiana? Border war?
Sure, if you want to call it that, yeah.
Big time rivalry game.
And maybe it's just a hope that the Colts get there because it's a great story, and I think it's Daniel Jones. It was Saquon Barkley sticking it to New York last year, and now it's Daniel Jones sticking it to New York again this year.
So Saquon and Daniel Jones win back-to-back or make back-to-back Super Bowls in Mike Vilenny's world. Really?
Hilarious. Hilarious.
And then you pile on that loss last week that the Giants had.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Holy moly.
Malik Nabers holds out next year, gets traded, and then he goes on to win a Super Bowl.
All right. The last time the Lions lost two straight games was late October of 2022. What is the single biggest reason why the Lions are so resilient after a loss?
Well, I'm going to say it's the will of Dan Campbell. And we could use culture. We could use all of those different things. But everybody always asks, okay, what does that mean? And I'll tell you this. It's emotional stamina. It's not being too high and it's not being too low. Not getting too high after a big win and not getting too low after a loss. It's having confidence in what you are doing, the process of preparing every single week and being able to put a loss or a win behind you and going out there and playing your best next week.
Yeah, Dan Campbell often says it's the players. He's being too humble. A lot of teams have great players.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell, and I'll give you a specific, they lose to the Chiefs, and what did he say immediately after the game? Everybody wanted to focus on that officiating blunder. He said it had no bearing on the result. Now, it had some bearing, but he didn't want to give it any oxygen to his team. We are moving on. It's Dan Campbell who sets that tone.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I agree with you guys. All those things are good. I just, for these players, some like I'll go with St. Brown as kind of one of the leaders and the guys that carries the team and all that. In 2025, for these players to take the will that they have to be strong, not buy into media narratives, to not bicker back and forth, to not complain about getting the ball, don't care. That's very hard to accomplish in 2025 with the modern athlete. All right, the NFL trade deadline is 12 days away. I want you to predict, both of you, which will be the biggest trade at the trade deadline.
I have a question for you. Who's the bigger name, Breece Hall or Chris Olave?
Breece Hall.
Okay, Breece Hall to the Chiefs.
Okay, I could see that. And I could see any offensive lineman being traded to the Chargers. They've been decimated with injuries up front. But I'm going to go with, I'm going to actually include Detroit in this one.
Oh,
Rick Woolen, corner for the Seattle Seahawks.
Ooh, Holmes loved him in the draft.
Loved him in the draft. And here's the thing. He's a 6'4", speedy corner that is dying to play more man coverage. And he doesn't really fit Mike's defense in Seattle. So if they can get everybody, if Weatherspoon can stay healthy.
What's the price?
Well, so it's his fourth year. And so he's not been extended. So I think you're probably looking at, I don't know, a fifth round pick.
Hendrickson doesn't get moved, guys?
I don't think he does.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Wow.
And if you want the bonus
maybe,
one.
Maybe that's the big story.
Well, you brought up Mike McDonald. That's the last question here. And look, for two straight weeks, I brought up Jackson Smith and Jigba last week. I'm not some Seahawk homer or something like that here. I just want to clarify that. But Mike McDonald has the Seahawks at 5-2. He's 15-9 overall as a head coach, putting his win percentage at 62.5%. Is McDonald the most underrated coach in the NFL?
Well, I think he is. And I think part of it is, all right, JSN, like he is not talked about enough, even after last week and the poster that he put on that official by dunking it on the goalpost. But you don't talk about him because it's Seattle. We don't look, we don't see, we don't hear, we don't feel anything that goes on in Seattle. And it's Sam Darnold. Like nobody cares about what he is doing because he's out of division, out of sight, out of mind. Mike, same thing. The only other guy I would talk about, and I think it's because people have forgotten how good of a coach he can be, that's Sean Payton in Denver.
He's got so
much. He's got cred, obviously, because he's won a Super Bowl. But yeah, having the issues that he had, being fired in New Orleans, sitting out a year, I think people have really forgotten how good he is. He's got this Denver team in Bo Nix at 5-2.
I'll go Todd Bowles. I don't feel like we give enough love to defensive head coaches in this league. They've cycled through offensive coordinators. He's kept them at the top of that division. They've won a playoff game. Nobody thinks of Todd Bowles as a good coach. I think he's a damn good coach.
I disagree. I think a lot of people do. But
he gets
to your
forgotten.
Point, yeah, he gets forgotten because he is a defensive head coach. Same thing with Mike. Yeah.
He always has the kind of the weird faces on the sideline. People like to make fun of him. But I agree with you. Second time around getting a chance. He's done a phenomenal job. Post a Super Bowl team, you know, with Brady and cleaning that whole thing up.
Yep. That could have gone south. That's your Thursday touchdown. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.